Our dear listener, if you're listening to our podcast on Apple Podcasts, could you please take a minute and give us a 5-star rating? This would really help us to move forward. Hello, Sunshine, I'm Marim. And your name is Rory.
It is. Hello, I'm Rory.
No, actually, sometimes you are Loli, sometimes you are... We have many names.
Let us not focus on the pronunciation of my name too much.
Loli, Dodo, Roro. Oh yes, Roro. I love Roro. It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
If you've made up the name Roro, thank you so much. So I think you should start the podcast with, "Hello, Loli. I'm Maria, and my name is Roro."
Let's move on.
Rory, look at you. You're soaking wet.
Yeah, it's raining cats and dogs outside.
Coincidence?
It is another interesting coincidence.
We're not talking about cats and dogs.
We're going to talk about rain.
Rain. It's raining men. Hallelujah. It's raining men. Men are falling down from the sky. Maybe delete that.
Maybe.
It's raining men.
I wish I could purge it from my brain, but we'll settle for purging it from the podcast.
Sorry, before we move on, can we actually say it's raining cats and dogs?
Well, I did.
Is it natural?
No.
Should you say it? No.
No.
Dear listener, you shouldn't say that, but Rory is just used this...
cliche.
Cliche and old-fashioned idiom just for fun, right? So, yeah, don't use it. But what you should use and listen to is our Writing for Success podcast.
What does Writing for Success aim to do?
It aims to give you an insight on how to write high-level essays. Every episode is a new essay, which we write on the spot, okay, on the spur of the moment.
To keep it real.
And to help you follow the course of writing as it happens.
Exactly. We'll be showing you our brainstorming, planning, and writing processes, and having fun along the way. You'll learn what it takes to write a great IELTS essay, and how to write one yourself.
Yeah, it's really cool, so have a listen to that. The link is in the description, or you can search IELTS Speaking for Success and IELTS Writing for Success on the internet.
With Google, not Bing.
So, shall we talk about rain, Rory?
Rainy Rory. Are you going to rain on my parade?
Oh, I'm going to rain on your parade. Yeah. Do you like rainy days?
Oh, and I'm not caught up in them, yes. It's quite calming, isn't it, to sit and watch the downpour from the comfort of your own warm apartment. On the other hand, if I'm outside, then I'm less than thrilled about it, especially if it's like a cloudburst or a storm.
Roro. So for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to call Rory Roro.
And for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to ignore it.
What do you do on rainy days?
Well, most people do, I suppose, stay in and give thanks that I'm not out in it, or curse the fact that I have to go out in it, if that's what's required. I'm pretty sure there are many people like me, or many people are like me, and they stare out the window and just daydream.
Does it rain much in your country?
Well, I think Scotland and Britain in general are pretty much infamous at this point for wet weather. Although, when I think about it, I'm pretty sure that Scotland and Russia are quite comparable in terms of weather. Though it hits the more extreme ends of the spectrum in Russia, doesn't it? In Scotland, many places are quite high up or near the sea, and that means they're generally wetter, especially during the autumn or the winter periods. Though it's not unknown to have torrential rain after a few days of sunshine in the summer, but that's just the water cycle, isn't it?
Is there any part of your country where it doesn't rain much?
Honestly, I don't think there's a square inch of open ground untouched by at least a small drizzle at this point. Well, like I say, at least nowhere outside. Maybe in the highest peaks there's less precipitation, but that's because everything is frozen.
Roro, does rain ever affect transportation in your hometown?
Well, now it's just spitting, which is usually the case, but during torrential rain it can flood the sort of... There's like a small depression in the roadway where it meets the bridge in our local area, and that floods. That's very specific, though. Most of the time there aren't serious issues because we have quite good drainage systems.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully you can save up the vocabulary for a rainy day.
Oh, we're save
competing
up for a
to
rainy
have the most
day.
Cringe-inducing coincidences.
There wasn't any water in the questions and in the answers, only quality meat. So, dear listener, Rory has just used band 9, band 15 sentence in one of his answers. So you can re-listen the answers now and like think what this sentence is. So I ask him, Roro, does rain ever affect transportation in your hometown? And what does he say? He says like, not if it's just spitting, but during torrential rain, it can flood the depression in the roadway where it meets the bridge in our local area. Oh my God. Depression, torrential rain, spitting. Oh, Rory.
There's a lot to unpack here.
Yes, please do. Unpack it.
So, spitting is just like small bits of rain coming down. You know when it's not like constantly raining, like there's no pattern. It's just like random bits of rain. This usually happens before the rain starts properly. Torrential rain is when the rain, it's like when someone turns on a tap.
Like that.
Yeah.
It can flood the depression in the roadway. Dear listener, it can flood the depression. The depression, okay?
I couldn't think of another word for it. It's like
depression
small...
in the roadway.
I couldn't think of it. It's like the opposite of a bump. Like a bump goes up, but a depression goes down. I couldn't think of anything else because it's not a hole. A hole is like a serious, like, there is nothing in the hole. It's just like something that your car can fall into.
So when the road gets depressed for some reasons, the flood can flood the depression. Water can flood the depression.
A depression is the opposite of a bump in the road.
Ooh, yeah. So a depression. Very nice. So it can flood. Flood is like when we have lots of water. So it can flood. So we say flood, not flood. Like blood, flood, the depression in the roadway. Marvelous. Rory, bravo. Bravo. Woohoo. So, you also did use topical vocabulary about
to talk
rain.
About rain. Precipitation.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That's
just when, although precipitation also, like, I think that includes snow as well, to be honest with you. It's just whenever water comes from the sky.
Yeah, whatever water that comes from the sky, there's less precipitation. It's uncountable, and we should use it in the singular.
Precipitation is the whole thing. Torrential rain is like when someone turns on a tap. Spitting is when there's just small bits of rain. But there's also... Drizzle,
yeah.
Now, drizzle is stronger than spitting, but it's less than rain, like as we imagine it commonly.
Mm-hmm. Make it like a small drizzle.
Yeah.
Just like this.
I love you trying to like make people visualize the rain with the sounds you're making.
No, I'm making gestures, but also I'm making noises for you to imagine this drizzle.
This is why we need TikTok. So Maria can mime the different kinds of rain.
Yeah, also downpour. The downpour.
Yeah, so downpour is against like heavy rain. I didn't actually say heavy rain, funnily enough.
Mm-hmm. You can say it rains heavily or there is a heavy rain. You said watch the downpour. So yeah. when it pours down.
Mm-hmm. And it will pour down a lot if there is a cloud burst, which is a very specific term for when, like, imagine all of the water in a cloud comes down at one time.
Wow. It's like a bucket of water on the
head. That's like, imagine a bucket of water just coming down from the sky, but there's no bucket, it's just water.
If it's a cloud burst or a storm. Nice. So, I like rain when I'm not caught up in it.
Yeah, you get caught up in everything. But in the case of rain, you get caught up in rain when it's like all around you and you can't escape it.
Yeah. You stay in and you stare out the window.
And daydream. We've talked about daydreaming before.
Yeah. I stare out the window, daydreaming about my new shoes, a new dress, and my new diamond ring.
Moving swiftly on.
If you want to buy me a diamond ring, please donate. Scotland is infamous for wet weather.
It is, which just means, you could be famous for something. Famous is positive fame. Infamous is negative fame.
Yeah, it's like notorious. Scotland is notorious for different types of rains. So if you go to Scotland, you'll be exposed to torrential rains, drizzles, downpours, all sorts of precipitation.
All kinds of wet weather.
Yay, wet weather. Yeah.
Wet weather is just like another way of saying rain.
Yeah, wet weather. I like wet weather. It's wetter, or it's much wetter in Scotland than in Russia. I'm not sure about that, though.
Just let all of this rain vocabulary rain down on you.
Nice. Yeah, so these are topical vocabulary, specific, rain-specific, and also drainage system. When you talk about transportation, you can mention that there is a good drainage system in your hometown. Mm-hmm. Or there isn't.
Or there isn't, like in where I live in Russia, for example.
We don't have any drainage system.
No, there's absolutely nothing. Do. Well, no, you don't.
Come on, some
drainage
system.
In Strogino, where I live, mm-hmm. like nothing? Everything flooded. When at the time of recording this podcast, I live in Strogino.
In Strogino.
But perhaps when you're listening to this, I will not be there anymore.
Because he's going to be in the wet, rainy Scotland with clouds bursting on Rory's head.
Are you happy now, Vanya?
We're going to be in like dry, sunny weather and Rory's going to be back to Scotland into the rain.
Yes.
We'll miss you.
Because Russia is so dry and sunny in October and November.
Yeah, and very rainy summer. So, yeah, rain.
Let's bring this particular rainstorm of vocabulary to an end.
Rain can make us happy.
It can make us sad.
It can be really therapeutic.
Or it can be very distressing.
Yeah. But anyway, our podcast is what? Is like the rain, which makes you happy.
It's a shower
of
great vocabulary.
On your head, in your head, inside your head. Thank you very much for listening. Hugs and kisses.
But no rain.
Bye.
Bye.
Do you like rainy days?
Oh, and I'm not caught up in them, yes. It's quite calming, isn't it, to sit and watch the downpour from the comfort of your own warm apartment. On the other hand, if I'm outside, then I'm less than thrilled about it, especially if it's like a cloudburst or a storm.
Roro. So for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to call Rory Roro.
And for the purposes of this episode, I'm going to ignore it.
What do you do on rainy days?
Well, most people do, I suppose, stay in and give thanks that I'm not out in it, or curse the fact that I have to go out in it if that's what's required. I'm pretty sure there are many people like me, or many people are like me, and they stare out the window and just daydream.
Does it rain much in your country?
Well, I think Scotland and Britain in general are pretty much infamous at this point for wet weather. Although, when I think about it, I'm pretty sure that Scotland and Russia are quite comparable in terms of weather. Though it hits the more extreme ends of the spectrum in Russia, doesn't it? In Scotland, many places are quite high up or near the sea, and that means they're generally wetter, especially during the autumn or the winter periods. Though it's not unknown to have torrential rain after a few days of sunshine in the summer, but that's just the water cycle, isn't it?
Is there any part of your country where it doesn't rain much?
Honestly, I don't think there's a square inch of open ground untouched by at least a small drizzle at this point. Well, like I say, at least nowhere outside. Maybe in the highest peaks there's less precipitation, but that's because everything is frozen.
Roro, does rain ever affect transportation in your hometown?
Well, no, it's just spitting, which is usually the case. But during torrential rain, it can flood the sort of... There's like a small depression in the roadway where it meets the bridge in our local area. And that floods. That's very specific, though. Most of the time, there aren't serious issues because we have quite good drainage systems.